today on Annenberg Radio News.
Man unto his fellow man shall be a friend forever.
We remember the life of radio giant Norman Corwin. Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Thursday, October 20th, 2011. I'm Regina Graham. This morning at 10:20, Californians took part in the annual duck and cover ritual known as the Great California Shakeout. It's the largest earthquake drill in the world. Madeline Lindsay reports on how the drill went at USC.
Take cover under something sturdy to protect yourself from objects being hurled across the room. Hold on to it until the shaking stops. If you can't get under something, stay low and protect your
head. This instructional message aired on KNX this morning to teach what to do in the case of an earthquake. It was part of the Great California Shakeout, a statewide earthquake drill. Here at USC, Trojans gathered on the track field to practice safety measures. Dr. Lisa Richardson was one of the volunteers teaching at the event.
We are training everyone from secretaries to the receptionist to student workers so that everyone will have an idea of what to do and how to command a disastrous event.
Richardson says the training is effective. Last year, when a small earthquake occurred, people did the three main steps: drop, cover, and hold on. This is Maddie Lindsay, Annenberg Radio News.
Protesters in the Occupy LA movement say they're looking to expand their turf. They want to occupy Fletcher Bowen Square, a plaza next to City Hall that's largely a gathering place for the homeless. An organizer says the lawn outside City Hall is housing more than 700 people, and it's getting too crowded. The LA Police Department say they've granted permission for the move, but the city says Occupy LA has already cost LA $45,000, including overtime pay to monitor the protests. LA immigrant rights groups released a report today that shows many U.S. citizens are getting arrested under the Secure Communities Program. Julia Dang has details.
Under the Secure Communities Deportation Program, local law enforcement officials share arrest information with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. ICE then investigates and is supposed to only deport undocumented immigrants who have committed violent crimes. But immigrant rights advocate Angelica Salas says Secure Communities is targeting the wrong people. A coalition of immigrant rights groups released a study today. A coalition of immigrant rights groups released a study today by the UC Berkeley Law School showing that 3,600 American citizens have been detained under the program. And Latinos made up 93% of a random sample, though they only account for 77% of the undocumented population. What numbers are saying is that more than 400,000 people have been deported in the past year. ICE released a statement calling the UC Berkeley study misleading and inaccurate. Director John Morton insists ICE does not detain U.S. citizens. Julia Dang, Annenberg Radio News.
Most people dread a visit to the dentist's office, but hundreds lined up in downtown LA today to sit down in makeshift dental chairs and receive care. Aaron Schrank has more.
Today was the first day of a four-day health clinic in the Los Angeles Sports Arena. It's expected to bring in 5,000 uninsured and underinsured patients seeking basic health care. With 2 million uninsured residents living in LA County, the demand for free health care is high. Thousands waited in line Monday to receive wristbands to secure a spot at today's massive clinic. Robert Carvajal came with a toothache that's been bothering him for months.
I'm here to have a tooth extracted because I'm in a lot of pain every day. And it looks like the doctor's pretty good, being very patient and very caring, and hopefully it's going to be a good job.
Carvajal hasn't received any dental care since he was in prison over a decade ago. After the extraction, he planned to have both his knee and wrist examined.
How's it looking?
Looks good.
After 20 minutes of tooth tugging, Robert's stubborn molar came free.
Excellent. Didn't feel a thing. Yeah, it says that sucker.
The clinic is organized by Care Now, an LA-based nonprofit. 800 medical professionals volunteer their services, and manufacturers donate medical supplies and equipment. Dental care is the number one request at CareNow's clinics, followed by vision care.
All right, and what's the lowest line that you can read there?
7-year-old Imani Gilliam came to the clinic with her mom and little brother because she's had trouble seeing the board in her classroom. For the first time this year, patients who need follow-up or have a condition that can't be treated on the floor can schedule an appointment on the spot with a clinic in the area. At a news conference with CareNow officials, Supervisor Mark Ridley-Thomas emphasized the tremendous need for events like this in Los Angeles. He said that he saw people he went to school with at Manual Arts High School standing in line to receive dental care. Ridley-Thomas said this event should send a message to opponents of federal health care coverage.
Stand in these lines and tell the people who are here seeking care that you wish to deny them the opportunity to feel better and reach their full potential.
Patients can have a private consultation with a doctor or women's health professional. Chiropractors, massage therapists, and acupuncturists are also on site.
I got all my shot. I got everything done for my teeth. Most of the fillings was done. Everything was good for me. Very good.
Clara Lloyd is a South LA resident.
No, I couldn't do it without it. I need it very much so. I'm kind of old, and so therefore I really need it bad, and I didn't have the dental care.
The CareNow clinic will run through Sunday, seeing 1,200 patients each day. Aaron Schrank, Annenberg Radio News.
Police are looking for a person of interest in the hit-and-run death of a woman in South L.A. Stephen Dwight is wanted for questioning in the death of 24-year-old Susanna Prieto. She was hit early Sunday morning by a Chevrolet Tahoe while she was driving on McKinley Avenue. Prieto died in the hospital later that day. Annenberg Radio News was at South L.A.'s Taste of Soul Festival over the weekend. We asked residents to tell us their stories about the joys and troubles of life in L.A.
I'm a native of South Los Angeles. I was born here, lived here all my life. I've had opportunities to travel, see other places in the city, other places in the world. But I love South LA for, the climate's wonderful, the people are wonderful, and, you know, for the most part, it's a great place to be.
I think the misconception is that the people are hopeless, and they're not hopeless. They have a lot of hope. They just don't have a lot of opportunity.
No one is focusing on L.A. like they did in the 80s, drive-bys and drive-bys. When I joined the service, it was right during the drive-bys. I went into the Army. Guys would ask, where are you from? I'm from East L.A. I'm from South Central. Really? You survived? It's because every day there was a drive-by and it would be on the news all over America, so nobody would want to come to South Central. You cannot ignore all this violence. You cannot ignore it. But you can't let it keep you from living.
It is a multicultural place to live.
That's why I'll probably never leave.
Everybody's beautiful here. They can let their hair, blow out in the wind. It's the West Side.
We'll have more stories from A Taste of Soul on our website. Tonight will be cool and cloudy with a low of 54 degrees. Tomorrow, a few clouds with a high of 63. And this weekend, a little warmer and sunny with highs in the 70s. Later on Annenberg Radio News, an art program brings tranquility to the heart of Skid Row. Writer and producer Norman Corwin was one of radio's greats and a professor and writer in residence at USC Annenberg. He passed away this Tuesday at age 101. Ariel Edwards Levy remembers his legacy.
There was no term in radio that is equivalent to couch potato or boob tube, because the radio listener had to collaborate with what he was hearing. As one collaborates with the author of a book when you're reading the book.
That's Norman Corwin, speaking in a documentary called The Poet Laureate of Radio. Corwin earned the honorific during a career that spanned nearly 8 decades as a broadcasting pioneer. His radio dramas captured America's history and character in singularly eloquent writing.
He was the greatest writer in radio. I once asked him how he developed this unique style of writing, and he said he learned how to write by reading the Bible, where he believed all literature began, and the plays of William Shakespeare. And the thing about Corwin is you can recognize his writing with just a single sentence.
That's Joe Saltzman, one of his colleagues at USC. He remembers Corwin as a writer and a friend.
He died at 101. Everybody says, wow, what a great full life. But for me, he died too young. A couple of us were talking about Norman, and we laughed because he really didn't die the way he wanted to. He often told us how he wanted his obituary to read, and it would go something like this. Norman Corwin was shot and killed today by a jealous husband. He was 126, and that's how he wanted to be remembered. But we'll all miss him. He used language in a way that was so eloquent, you know, so funny. It was so precise. It was just a pleasure to listen to him talk about anything and everything. And he wrote this wonderful radio play On a Note of Triumph. He wrote it when World War II ended, and it was certainly the most listened to radio drama in U.S. history. I mean, if you were an American, you were listening to that broadcast in 1945, and there were so many memorable sentences in that poem. I just remember one off the top of my head, and it said, "That man unto his fellow man shall be a friend forever." Oh, my, yeah. He was a great friend. When he was your friend forever.
And here's that passage from On a Note of Triumph, read by Martin Gable.
Sit at the treaty table and convoy the hopes of little peoples through expected straits and press into the final seal a sign that peace will come for longer than posterities can see ahead, that man unto his fellow man shall be a friend forever.
Aria Edwards-Levy, Annenberg Radio News.
When you think of Skid Row, relaxing isn't the first word to come to mind, but I found a serene atmosphere when I attended Midnight Mission's monthly homeless art session. Georgia Bukovich organizes the event every month.
What's the main goal of the art project that the people here do?
The main goal in doing this was just really to give the folks down here something that they don't have access to, because life is really tough down here, and it provides a sweet moment in the day in a really rough life down here. And, you know, for just this hour and a half, people can come in out of the element, they can do art, they can listen to music, and it's safe and it's sweet. And there was a guy who was in his maybe late 50s, early 60s, it's hard to tell age down here, but I provided all different kinds of art supplies, and he happened to have a coloring book and crayons, and he was just lit up, and he said, "I haven't colored since I was a little boy, and I see beautiful works of art by people who can't function in the world, who, you know, one gentleman's a schizophrenic, and he is a beautiful artist, and when he's in here drawing, he says the voices are quiet for just that time." And so it provides relief, it provides sweetness, and it also provides a sense of community, because I'm starting to see some of the same people come back. And
one of those brought in by today's art show is Tony McCall, who I found drawing a picture.
What are you going to draw?
I'm going to draw Tigger. Yeah. And that's one of my favorite characters. But, okay.
Why?
I don't know. It just, you know, it brings back childhood memories, I guess. I don't know. I just like Tigger.
Cool. And do you come to the art show often?
The first time I've been here.
What do you think?
I think it's pretty cool. It's a way to express yourself. You know, get some of your imagination, get to work in there for you. I don't know. It was pretty cool, I think.
For Jedediah Shanik, her imagination took her to a different place.
What are you drawing here today and why?
I'm drawing the word love, because the world needs a lot more love. Love makes the world go round. The feeling of love, the emotion is enhances the act, but it's not all about the act.
The Midnight Mission hosts various events like the art show to help improve the lives of the homeless in Skid Row. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa held a news conference today to announce the city's cooperation with the Journey of Hope listening tour. Journey of Hope is a cross-country, 8-city bus tour which gathers recordings of the stories of victims of domestic violence. The tour is sponsored by the National Network to End Domestic Violence and Verizon. Detective Monica Quijano is a coordinator of LAPD's Domestic Abuse Response Teams, a program which coordinates investigations of abuse and victim services.
But we're also ensuring the fact that we are providing the most quality investigation with highly trained investigating officers, as well as being able to bring in the advocacy groups and providing immediate services for the victims, where it's not a phone card, a business card left on in regards to a domestic program. We're actually giving them an advocate who's going to help them walk through the process. That's critical in successful prosecution.
It's estimated that 1 in 4 women will be a victim of domestic violence in their lifetimes. South LA is known for rap music. Sarah Golden brings us a sample.
Some of the most popular rap music in the world comes from South Los Angeles. LA Weekly published a list of their top 20 LA rap music albums of all time today. Not surprisingly, South Los Angeles artists were prominent. Coming in at number 5 is The Far Side with Bizarre Ride to the Far Side. When I dream of fairy tales, I think of me and Shelly. Number 4 went to Tupac Shakur, All Eyes on Me. Let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West, a state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. NWA nabbed number 3 with Straight Outta Compton. Straight Outta Compton, crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube. From the gang cars, we can win attitudes. Of course, no list would be complete without Snoop Dogg, who took runner-up with Doggy Style. It's the bound to the wild, creeping and crawling, Niggy yes yolin', Snoop Doggy Dogg in the house with the pound like... And the number 1 L.A. rap album of all time, according to L.A. Weekly, went to none other than Dr. Dre, The Chronic. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Sarah Golden.
1, 2... Bring it to the folks. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up. Cause you know we're about to British stuff. Give me the microphone first. So-
Keep clicking on our website, AnnenbergRadio.org, for more news about South Los Angeles. And make sure to follow us at Annenberg Radio on Twitter. We'll have links to our stories and the latest news, and we want to hear from you. California health officials say the state's infant mortality rate has reached a new low. There were 4.9 deaths per 1,000 live births in 2009, the most recent year for which data is available. Though the overall rate has decreased, racial and ethnic disparities persist. The infant mortality rate for African Americans in California was 10.6 per 1,000. Now we check in with Lauren Furness to see what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision. Lauren?
Thanks, Regina. We are doing extensive coverage, obviously, today. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi was killed in Sirte, his hometown, after trying to flee the city in a convoy. He was shot by insurgents today, along with one of his sons. We talked to a Libyan student about what this is feeling like for Libyans here and abroad. We also have more updates on Occupy LA as protests continue outside City Hall. And that and more on ATVN tonight at 6.
Thanks, Lauren. That's it for this Thursday. We had help today from Melissa Reynolds and Yvette Sanchez. Sarah Golden is the producer. Ariel Edwards-Levy is the executive producer. For all of us at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Regina Graham.